Good morning with your Central Coast headlines. I'm Scott Taylor. As the statewide drought continues to intensify, the Pismo Beach City Council has announced tighter water restrictions. According to KSBY, the council voted to give itself the power to pass any water rationing measure it deemed necessary for public safety. Water leaks also must be fixed within 72 hours, and outdoor watering between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. is prohibited. The CHP has identified a cyclist who died in a fatal hit-and-run incident last week. Investigators say 19-year-old Joshua McFarland was riding his bike on Los Barros Road at around 11:20 Tuesday night when he was hit. The driver left the scene but later called authorities to report the accident. 41-year-old Dylan Lammers was later arrested at his Napomo home. Investigators are asking anyone with information about this incident to contact the CHP. And the Pentagon has declassified some videos related to UFOs, or unexplained aerial phenomenon, as the government now calls them. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill demanding answers to the increasing number of reports of unexplained encounters, known for years as UFOs and now UAPs. Intelligence officials say they're looking into about 400 reports of UAPs, but have only reached an explanation for one, but it's not extraterrestrial. That widely circulated video from last summer, captured on a U.S. Navy ship, showing what appeared to be pyramid shapes off the coast of California, officials say were actually lights from a drone. Faith Abube, ABC News.
With your Central Coast headlines, I'm Scott Taylor.